من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتقوا النار التي أعدت للكافرين وأطيعوا الله والرسول لعلكم ترحمون. Previously, yesterday we read the first ayat of this ruku in which Allah Ta'ala has made interest totally haram. Every form of interest, whether it is a little bit or whether it is not, whether it is to take interest, to give interest, all forms, even to record the transactions of interest, everything that has to do with interest has been made totally haram. And Allah Ta'ala said, fear Allah, fear about this interest matter. And if you do that and stay away from it, outwardly it looks like if you don't take interest, if you don't do interest-based business, your business will flop, it will go down. But Allah says the opposite. Allah promises, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. If you will stay away from all this haram, this interest, Allah says you will definitely become successful. In every form you will have success. Further, Allah Ta'ala gives a very severe and stern warning. وَاتَّقُ النَّارُ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. اور بچو اس آگ سے جو تیار ہوئی کافروں کے واسطے. And fear that fire which has been prepared for the kafirs, for the non-believers. The fire of Jahannam, fear that fire. Yeah, the implication is that if you're going to get yourself involved in interest, you are going to land yourself in that fire which has been prepared for the kafirs, which is a very, very severe punishment, which also shows how severe the guna of interest is. That you get involved in interest, you will land yourself in that fire which has been prepared for the kafirs. So be very, very careful. And also, there is another aspect of this ayat, that Allah says, fear that fire that which has been prepared for the kafirin. This address is to the believers. Unfortunately, there are many people, even many ulama, young ulama, who say all these ayat that refer to the kuffar, they don't refer to us. Here we can see clearly, Allah is warning, that fire which is prepared for the kuffar, Allah is saying, and Allah is addressing us, that you fear that fire. So this is a complete wrong notion which many people have got, and just to try and dodge the issue. They want to commit their gunas, but they don't want the punishment. So they say all that punishment is for the kafirs. When he came, Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullahi used to say, these warnings when they are for the kafirs, how much more mustn't we be careful that we don't do those things which Allah has prohibited the kafirs from. And also, this fire of Jahannam which Allah has spoken, which is for the kafirs, then if it was only for them, why did Allah mention it in the Quran? The kafirs by and large are not going to be reading the Quran. Here and there somebody might read. We, the Muslims, are going to read the Quran. So the warning is for us that you be warned against that fire of Jahannam. And we can see that don't just think till our noses, that just, yeah, I take interest, I can make my business look like it's going to flourish, I go for this holiday, I build my house, I take a bond, etc., I do this. But look much further, what will happen in the akhirah? Yeah, you're getting involved in your interest, but what will happen to you in your akhirat? Be very careful of that. And then and further, Allah Ta'ala exhorts and encourages, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَحُكَمْ مَانُ أَلَّهْكَ وَالرَّسُولَكَ. And obey the command of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Allah has commanded you, and yeah, by implication, that they have forbidden you from interest, stay away from interest. Don't worry what people are telling you and what stories the people are making. Your uncle will tell you many things and your brother will tell you many things. That don't worry, just take it and you'll be on your way. Even your rich uncle will tell you, I can't help you, go to the bank and you will get your money there. Go and bond your house, for example. Do this, do that. But that is all wrong advice. Take the advice of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your uncle and your brother and your friend don't know a thing what Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know. Our people, we are not aware of that severe punishment that fire which is prepared. Allah and His Rasul are very fully aware of it. And they are warning us. So stay away from that interest. Don't get involved in any type of interest. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ تَعْكِتُمْ بَرْرَحَمْهُ So that mercy comes upon you. Yeah, it's an indication that what your money you have, help out those who are in need. The poor people who are in need, whatever, help them out with your money. And in this way, when you help them, you will be showing kindness to them. And they will be able to stand on their feet and carry on with their business. And there is an indication that even on you who are just giving that loan and you are not taking any interest, but Allah's rahmat is going to come on you. So look for the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. By that all our work will be done. To understand that, how Allah's rahmat comes, there was an old man who had become old now, terminally ill. And he had four sons. So the one son said to the other three sons, brothers, that you people look after father, make his khidmat, look after him, he's old now, and when he passes away, I will take all the inheritance. That was just his plan to put it forward. Nobody's going to accept that. They said, no, how can that be? We must make khidmat, and you must take all the inheritance. So he said, okay, then let's do it this way. I will make all the khidmat, and the time for inheritance, I won't take a cent. You people take everything. So they were over the moon. That was too good for them. So they agreed. And he was true to his word. He did exemplarily khidmat of his father, looked after him perfectly, properly. When he passed away, he didn't take 1 cent of the inheritance. Then that night he saw a dream that in a certain place there are 100 gold coins buried. Go there, dig it up, you'll find it, and that is for you halal completely. And he asked in the dream, is there barakat in there? They said, no, there is no barakat. When he got up, he mentioned it to his wife. Wife, of course, said, what are you wasting time? It's for you, it's halal for you, and go and collect it. He said, no, no barakat, so I can't take it. So anyway, he left it. That night he saw another dream that in a certain place there are 10 gold coins buried. Go there, take it, it's for you, 100% halal for you. He asked, is there barakat in there? He said, no, no barakat. He mentioned to his wife. Wife said, you let go 100, now at least 10 take. And you know we are so poor, we are so desperate in need. 10 and it's 100% halal for you. So he said, no, there's no barakat, I can't take it. That night he saw another dream that in a certain place there is 1 gold coin. He asked, is there barakat? He said, yes, there is barakat in there. So he went there, he dug up the place, he found it 1 gold coin. Coming home, he exchanged it and he bought 2 fish with the money that he got. He brought it home, his wife started cleaning the fish, and both of the fish she found a pearl, one pearl in that fish. And when they went to the jewelers of the town, nobody had that amount of money to pay for it. The only person who could pay was the king. When they presented it to the king and all the negotiations concluded, the king gave him 90 camel loads of gold. Where's 100 gold coins? Where's 10 gold coins? 90 camel loads of gold he was paid for that. So that is when there is barakat. So this is when we do our business correctly, barakat will come like this. Outwardly we might think that with my interest-based business I can do this, I can make so much money, etc. But that has got no goodness in it whatsoever. And of course, in the akhirat, all that business, even if it does flourish, and no disaster comes on it, like we go bankrupt, like a fire comes, people do us down, robbery, everything is stolen. Even if nothing like that happened, that business will be the source of terrible punishment in the akhirat. That fire of Jahannam, which is meant for the prepared for the kafir, that in that fire a person will land himself in. And if he does a small business, he will live happily, he won't have any big medical expenses, any legal expenses, nothing will go wrong, smoothly his life will go, he will live comfortably, and akhirat he will go into the flourishing, beautiful gardens of Jannah. So So in this ayat also there is great exhortation and warning that stay away from haram and involve yourself in haram, halal. There is only goodness in there. May Allah give us this understanding and do our businesses accordingly also. Don't just let me having look like a very big business, everything, but all on overdraft. Nothing belongs to us. Everything belongs to the bank. And they can pull their strings when they want to, and everything, the carpet will be pulled from under our feet, the carpet will be pulled away. So let us not be fooled with outside pictures. Let us come to reality and live our lives properly. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.